from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. The state has its first ever chief of medical marijuana. It's a real thing. Created a mere 20 years after California legalized medicinal pot, Governor Brown tapped Lori Ajax to oversee California's Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation. Ajax is currently a top bureaucrat at the State Department of Alcohol Beverage Control. Now she'll oversee rules and regulation for the booming medical pot industry. Her appointment still requires Senate confirmation. Talk of the elections may be thick in the air, but in many areas of L.A. County, people don't vote in very big numbers. One of the lowest turnout areas is in the South L.A. community of Watts. This year, we're partnering with KPCC, Capital Public Radio, and KPBS to examine how the issues that matter to people the most are connecting them to civic involvement or keeping them away. As part of our California Counts election coverage, KPCC's Mary Plummer has this story from Watts.
At Watts Coffee House, waitress Latrice Ridgway is busy. Don't let the name fool you. This is a restaurant with a full menu.
Grits, potatoes, hash browns. We have ham steaks. We have waffles with fried apples.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Watts Coffee House has been operating in South Los Angeles for decades. It's located in the neighborhood that burned back in the 1965 riots, when the community erupted following the police arrest of a young African-American man. At a table, Felipe Argredano was inside eating a late breakfast with his partner.
I'm a high-frequency voter. Yes, so I vote in every election.
Argredano says immigration reform and gun control are his top issues. He says he's seen police improve their relationship with community members in Watts.
It's much better than decades ago. You can see the improvement.
But he says there's more work to do. Argredano has lived in Watts for the past 2 years. In some ways, he's one sign of the changes Watts has undergone over the past few decades. The historically black neighborhood is now 70% Latino. Many people who live in Watts are recent immigrants. But unlike Argredano, many people here don't vote. Most precincts in Watts saw fewer than 22% of eligible voters showing up at the polls in the 2014 general election.
I think voting is important, but I just think that I'm not the type of person to do it.
That's 18-year-old Brenda Nario. Outside the restaurant, she says she won't be casting a ballot this year.
It does not catch
Still,
my attention.
She's concerned about what's happening in the neighborhood. Nario tells me violence and shootings are the top problems in Watts.
I've been around that like basically my whole life. Because right there where I live, there's always cops and helicopters, always looking for somebody with a gun.
High school senior Miguel Flores says he does plan to vote, but he sees a different problem here.
It's the hard drugs that are making people homeless, that are making people lose their jobs and lose their family. So it's like that's what has to get out of the hood, basically, the hard drugs. But in other words, like you can't get the drugs out of the hood because that's money for the people that live in the hood. You get me?
While unemployment in California has improved, the jobless rate here hovers around 7%, still above the statewide average.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
At a nonprofit called the Watts Labor Community Action Committee, a receptionist is counting the number of people who've signed up for help with their taxes.
25 right now.
Workers here say many of their clients earn less than $14,000 a year, meaning they'll qualify for California's new earned income tax credit for the state's poorest residents. Sheila Thomas knows voter turnout is a problem in Watts. She's worked in social services here for a decade. She says many of her clients have a hard time finding their political voice.
It could be generations in their families that have never voted because they never felt as though it would matter to them.
Thomas says clients here are dealing with finding food and shelter, mental health problems, education barriers, all obstacles to getting politically involved.
We're surrounded by like four of the most notorious housing developments west of the Mississippi.
I meet up with Francisco Ortega in the heart of Watts Civic Center. Ortega has been working in Watts for the city of LA on public safety and civic engagement issues for a decade.
There was a lot of tension here, a lot of anger, resentment. People felt abandoned by the political process.
Ortega says even though the demographics of Watts have shifted, the black community remains the group that's politically active. He says to see true change for the better, Watts needs the entire community involved.
The big question of Watts and how Watts is going to move forward is going to depend on Latino engagement.
We'll be tracking that issue and others in the coming months. We'll return to Watts and visit other communities as the nation votes for its next president and California selects a new U.S. senator. And we'll check in on whether issues like recreational marijuana and school funding can move people to cast their ballots. In Watts, I'm Mary Plummer.
That story was part of our California Counts election collaboration. And finally today, the Golden State Warriors completed the final leg of their NBA championship celebration with a visit to the White House. During yesterday's appearance, President Obama noted his similarities with the Warriors' interim coach this season, Luke Walton, who won 39 games, which actually don't count toward his permanent record.
You defied the cynics, you accomplished big things, you racked up a great record, and you don't get enough credit. I can't imagine how that feels.
Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep.
Did it happen in one day?
Nope.
Came a long way?
Yep.
Sloppy with the rock?
Nope.
Steph Curry with the shot?
Yep.
Suckers?
Nope.
Splash Brothers?
Yep.
Everybody say Warriors.
Warriors.
Everybody say Warriors.
Warriors.
And that's the California Report for Friday, February 5th. A production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Guy Marzorati directed the show. Our producers are Nina Thorson and Don Clyde. Editors include Victoria Malione, Tyke Hendricks, Alex Helmick, Ted Goldberg, Scott Schaefer, and Polly Stryker. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of children at risk in California. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Digital Foundry, building digital capabilities for leading organizations around the world. More online at digitalfoundry.com.